You ready? Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Smith. Here. Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 9th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't see anything.
Okay, hearing none. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll open the floor for public comment, if there's any public comment. Okay. Then we'll move on to the encroachment agreements. The first one up is 1146 West Cricket Tree. Come on up. Need your name and address, please, even though I just gave it.
David Chappell, 1146 West Crooked Tree Drive, from the city, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And looks like you are wanting to put up a fence, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think this was on the, is this the back side of your house?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it lines up with your actually,
yes.
The home edge, right?
Right. That's yeah, right. Yeah, you have to in that addition.
In that addition, okay. Mm-hmm. Issues with utilities behind there. Is that RMC or is that our territory?
That is our
RMC.
Territory. That's RMC, mm-hmm. Our street lighting. Sorry.
Our street lighting, but RMC territory. Okay. Okay. I don't know if they have infrastructure back there, but we don't know that. So. Okay. I'm seeing no nods or anything from easement issues from there. Okay. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm with this one.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 1146 West Crooked Tree Drive as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. So we'll tell you what we tell everybody else, which is if for some reason we do have to get into that easement, we will try to notify you in advance, but if we can't do that, we will gently take your stuff off, and you'll have to. It'll be on you to put it
right.
Back out.
Correct.
Right. Next steps for them, Leslie.
I always tell folks, give me till noon tomorrow.
That's fine.
To get the paperwork submitted back over to the building planning department, you'll need to stop back over there to finish up all the paperwork.
Okay.
With them.
And then you should be about done.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Okay. Next up is 508 West Columbia Parkway. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Josh Sparks, 508 West Columbia Parkway.
Okay. And I'm assuming fence as well.
Correct.
Okay. And looks like...
I did talk to the drainage department today, and he's already working with the drainage department because there is a non-attached tile that runs through there into the...
That humbucker there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did talk to them, and they're already working with you, and it got approved Monday at the drainage board meeting. So as long as we approve it, it'll be good to go. And then Max is supposed to go out and locate the tile and make sure everything, I mean, everybody's working together.
Yeah.
So it should be, as long as we approve it, it was approved Monday by the drainage board, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So we should. Could be good to go as far as the easements because there is a
drain
stack pile that runs through there.
Yep.
Open light.
Okay.
So.
Utility issues.
But obviously, we're going to ask for him to get the locates like you usually do on these projects.
Yep.
As we are. I think we're mostly correct easement around there, though. I think we're all right.
So just make sure you get. Utility locates before putting the fence in.
Okay, and pardon me, I'm not familiar with
That
is.
Yeah.
What do I have to do there?
So are you the one actually putting in the fence, or you have a contractor?
Nope, contractor.
Okay, so just have the contractor call up to our utility office, and there is a little bit of a wait period because we have to go out and actually mark where the lines are, but that makes sure that your fence posts don't go into our water, sewer, stormwater, electric, etc. lines.
Perfect.
So basically just have your contractor call in. Just ask him to call in locates, and then you should see our flag popping into that area. Okay.
Cool.
OK. Okay, anything else from department heads? Anything from the board? Anything else from the board? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 508 West Columbia Parkway as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. So the same thing I said the last time. If for some reason we have to get it out there, we'll let you know. But if not, we'll move the fence. It'll be on you to put it back up.
Awesome.
Okay? Same thing?
Same thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Okay. Next up, Mr. Childers. Come on up. Okay. What progress have you made, buddy?
Well, I invested in a little more than $1,000 in settling cutting carts. My son's over there working on getting those I-beams cut up so we can scrap them out and get them out of the way.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Gary?
I know Ruben, the last meeting you committed to getting the grass and vegetation.
Yeah, and we weed whacked that and also sprayed broadleaf killer and stuff to kill the weeds so they don't come back up after weed whacking.
Okay. From what I understand, Scott was over there today. And he saw that the grass was mowed, but there's still lots of vegetation that doesn't look like it's been sprayed or killed. Still a lot of junk around. We got one trailer out of there, but you have multiple vehicles that aren't registered and still lots of junk laying around. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I got to go and have that van towed off to Andy's repair shop in South Whitley and have it repaired and get a storage title on that so I can sell it.
So, Eugene, I asked you last time if that's what you wanted to commit to, what the board asked you, if you could get the weeds and grass mowed, the junk out of there, and the building secure so people couldn't wander in there. And I said, Eugene, are you sure you want to commit to that? And you said, yes.
And I fixed the doors so you can't get in through that.
What about that open basement?
That's what I'm working on, too. I got to make a 6-foot door to put in there and secure it with a lock.
But you haven't got that done?
No, I've been focusing on the I-beams right now.
And the I-beams weren't even part of the they were part of the conversation, but that wasn't the things you committed to get done within this next 2 weeks. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So that's our concern. You know, when we ask you if you can get this done and you commit to it, we just want that done because we don't want to have to find you or do anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to investing. Help. Yeah, I'm investing money to try and get those I-beams out of there.
Have you done anything with the roof since you're bringing up stuff that wasn't part of the commitment, the roof of the building?
Oh, the roof. No. Not yet. Yeah, I got it. Get some tar paper and tar and repair the broken openings with plywood and start putting tar and tar paper on it.
Here's my question to you. How can we help you get this done?
Somebody mentioned that about getting a youth group from a church to help get some of the weeds. Pardon?
Have you reached out to anybody there?
I don't know who to start with, who to contact on that yet.
Gene, do you need to sit down? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I just can't stand for it.
You're wobbling a little bit. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I can't stand for it long.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, one of the things that Gary and I talked about earlier was the scenario of we bring our team in and we fix it, but then we have to place a lien on the property. So I'm guessing you probably don't want that, but it would be cleaned up in one fell swoop, that's for sure. I don't know. You know, my concern is, Dean, is that I know that you have a lot of things going on. I know you have a lot of things going on, and I just worry that this is going to be a prolonged thing because I know you're working on the I-beams, and I appreciate that. But I'm also worried that, you know, again, as Gary said, you committed to junk pick junk cleanup that didn't happen. You committed to mowing and to weed whipping, and you got a lot of the mowing done, but there's still lots of noxious weeds that are there. And then you also committed to the house, the solidifying or closing up that building, and that didn't have the foliage didn't happen either. So I'm trying to find alternative solutions because I just to be very candid with you, Gene, my concern is that if we keep prolonging this is going to be until next December before it actually gets fixed, because you've already had since October to clean up, but we knew the issues were, and so that's why I guess I'm just offering as an option is that we can send our crews in to clean up the weeds, clean up the junk, get rid of some of that stuff, but again, someone has to pay for it, so that would be a lien on the property, or you could pay us directly one way or another, but I'm just trying to figure out a solution to the issue, Gene.
I was going
to
say, I'm not employed. Yeah. I'm only living on Social Security and stretching it as far as I can.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to offend you, but if it's a scenario where, you know, where it's too much of a hassle, I mean, you know, we can take the property off your hands as well. I'm not trying to offend you, but
I got no place to put the stuff that's in the warehouse.
But again, I guess my question is what is your plan for the stuff in the warehouse then? So, I mean, are you planning to keep it? Are you planning to get rid of it? Are you planning to scrap it? What are you planning to do with it?
Planning on keeping it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's three cars in there. And just try and do things as fast as I can. I got to call Andy and have that van removed because my other friend is too busy to go and repair it and get a storage title because it's out of state from New York. So
one of the things you said earlier was that you sprayed broadleaf. Where did you spray that at? Let's start.
Along the edge of the buildings and wherever.
Where there's lots of vegetation, weeds and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you do that?
Just the last week or so. Okay. My son's over there now working on cutting up the I-beams with the acetylene torch.
Okay.
Learning how to do that.
Okay, what are objects?
Well, I mean, from a punitive standpoint, I mean, again, you know, we talked about last time. I mean, we can start finding for all the. I mean, I feel like we've given plenty of time, but we can start finding. Certainly, we can mandate a cleanup where we go in and clean it up and just place a lien on the property. We can give additional time. That's another option.
Well,
so
we've been giving him since October, basically. And I know.
I was in a nursing home and such, okay?
Well, we've dealt with you before on situations, and it keeps getting longer and longer and longer.
Well, it takes
time. What our options are. One, we go ahead and we clean it up and put a lien on it, or we start finding it. That's our two options that I'm looking at right now. I'm not really in favor of prolonging any more time because we've already done that. That's just my opinion, but we've already extended it 2 weeks. And we still haven't seen sufficient movement. So it's either one, fine, or we try to go ahead and put a lien on it and have us clean it up.
I think one of the frustrations that we have, Gene, is that when we left this meeting last time, we all had an agreement that those three things is what you focus on and you get rid of. Get rid of the weeds and weeds and grass, you get that cut. You would get rid of the junk piles, and then you'd solidify the building. And what I've heard you say is you've tried to handle some of the weed stuff, and you're working on I-beams, which, to Gary's point, was not a part of our agreement for right now. We were trying to take it step by step.
But
you solidified the door a little bit. Go ahead.
I used the money from the I-beams to help do all the other work, you know, because they're worth some money because they weigh a lot.
Okay. And I don't disagree with what you're saying, but at the last meeting, that was never a part of our conversation. You talked about the I-beams, but it was never I need to get rid of the I-beams in order to clean up the junk because I don't have the money for that. So that's where I guess I'm getting a little frustrated just because I feel like we're agreeing to this, but then we're working on this. And we did not have that conversation of that connection last time. So that's why I'm trying to have a heart. I'm trying to figure out how we can assist you to get this done quickly. But my concern is that with the I-beams and with the vehicles and with the building and with the junk or the weeds, if I've not said junk yet, the junk, I don't think you're going to be able to do this in a timely manner. I don't think you're going to be able to get rid of it in a month. I think go ahead.
Yeah, I did get that one pickup towed off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to dispose of it because it's not worth fixing up.
Yeah. But that's one. But Gene, that's one vehicle in 2 weeks. Like, that's where I guess I'm really struggling is if at this rate or at this progress, we're going to get to a point where, I mean, it's going to be months down the road before you're able to clean up the property. You know what I mean?
It does take time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, I just was able just started to be able to walk.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's also my concern, Gene, is that I don't know, and again, I'm saying this because of the information you shared to me in this meeting. Like, I'm trying to understand how you, who was in a nursing home and are just you know starting to walk and stuff, how you're going to be able to take care of this big property.
Yeah, my son's helping.
Okay.
Yeah, and he needs to have some surgery done too on his neck. So he's trying the best he can.
That's what I'm asking, Gene. What can we do to help him? That's what I'm asking. Like the mayor said, can we send somebody in to clean it up and then just put a lien on the property? If you ever sell the property, then they pay the city.
I mean, we can clean up everything but the I-beams, and then you'll have the ability to sell off the I-beams and stuff. I just don't know how you and your son, with knowing what you've already said, how you're going to be able to do the entirety of what we're asking to do in a timely manner. That's where I guess I'm getting to.
I guess I don't understand why it has to be so quick.
Well,
it takes time to do these things.
Look, you had since October.
I think that's the problem is that...
Yeah. I just started to be able to walk without pain.
Well, again, but I'm going to say what I said earlier at the last meeting, Gene, and that is that if this was in the front, yeah, go ahead and sit down. If this was in the front yard of a property right next to me, then you wouldn't have had this long from October, right?
Let me put that mic over there.
Whatever, that's fine.
Oh.
Microphone.
That's a hurt question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can
we
do that?
Unless you're going to come down and. I mean, if at this point it would have to be by agreement until the city decides to take some further action. But that's a great proposal, quite frankly. And I think that's a good idea. Provide a stream to pay for it all.
For us to take the junk, or for what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of
those. If there's something, if there's scrap there that could be taken in, and he's willing to give up those things, and we take it in for scrap, to help pay for the cost that we're going to incur to have it cleaned up at this point in time. I think that it sounds to me, this is just me listening too, that maybe there's a financial issue. So if we use some of those items that can be scrapped and he's willing to let those things go, is that a...
But then, you know, the city's then going to be faced with a lot of work to try to get to that scrap. Is my only concern.
Well, there's a cost that comes with that, right? So we're talking about offsetting the cost.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
there's a lady in Fort Wayne that will come out and get that car and pay me for the scrap value of it.
Okay. How many vehicles are on the property? Oh.
How many is on there, Gene?
There's that van and then the RV. And then there's cars in the warehouse. They're in storage.
Those are in the warehouse. We're not.
Yeah. But I'm saying, yeah.
It's the stuff outside that's creating.
Yeah.
And I think on those pictures, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, you have them right there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like those weeds have been sprayed.
Which?
Yeah, it's in the Dropbox now. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of weeds near a blue van that appeared to be not sprayed.
Some of them are like 5 foot high.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of weeds that are near the...
We're concentrating on the weeds and stuff you can see from this, from the street, to make it look more presentable.
Yeah.
That, and I got to find my flamethrower to be able to burn those down. It's the best way to get rid of them, because some of them are...
So would you be in favor of us coming in and getting that area cleaned up and then putting a lien on the property? It'd still be yours. It's just until that...
Well, it just depends how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm living on Social Security, barely scraping by.
Well, so one of the things that was suggested was if there's scrap, and I guess junk, if you will, that can be turned in for scrap value, that we can then apply to that cost, if you will. Is that something you're open to?
I don't know what scrap would be applicable to that.
Well, I guess the question is okay. So obviously, you're talking about the I-beams. How long do you think it's going to take to get rid of those I-beams? Because you had said that there was a problem because they were too long for the truck,
Well, they're all twisted up. They've got to be cut into sections that can be loaded.
Well, how are the fines going to add up? I mean, per our ordinance, how would the fines add up?
I mean, they would add up pretty quick if we did it per the ordinance. Because you go by daily fines.
That's what I'm saying. You weigh the fines versus the cost of cleaning it up, you're gonna add up kind of fast too. I don't know. I have no idea what it's gonna cost for us to clean it up and all. But I would like to think that in the time frame that you've been dealing with trying to clean it up, the fines could get pretty expensive. So I think you got right now basically two options. Mm-hmm. So either have us go in and clean it up, and then we assess that, and then maybe be able to take the scrap out there and apply it to the bill of the cleanup. That might be kind of beneficial. I mean, I don't know what scrap is going for now. That fluctuates all the time, but
yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that might be your better.
Because the lien wouldn't have you paying anything now. The lien would come due when you sell the property. You would pay
right?
it for if you ever sold
the property. When the property is sold?
Yeah. Yes.
Where the fines would be due
immediately.
Immediately.
But again, I'm just coming down to, like, there's just so much to do. And, again, to Gary's point and Dan's point, I mean, you know, the issue started in October. So I get that it feels like it's a tight time frame because, you know, we kind of started to put down the weight a little bit, 2 weeks ago. But, again, I'm struggling to see that enough progress is being made where this is going to be resolved quickly. So, I mean, personally, I honestly think one of the best options you have is just to let us come in and let us clean it up, place a lien on your property. We'll apply all the junk that we can find on the property toward the value or toward that bill. Now, again, I can't force you. Well, I probably can force. We can probably force you to do that. But I just feel like, Gene, you're putting yourself through. You're putting yourself through a lot of hurt, and I can see how it's really wearing on you. And so I'm trying to find a more efficient solution that allows you your property to become in compliance and also then gets us off your back.
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking at, too. I mean, I understand, you know, all the stuff that's piled up on you, but at the same time, we got to have some movement also. And I feel for you, but at the same time, you know, we got to do what's best for the city and honestly, you too, for your property value.
And ultimately, my biggest issue is that if, again, I think we've been as harsh with other properties that we have found to be in rough places as well. I'm not saying that we're always on the ball, but again, I don't know of any other property we've given this long of time since October to get this fixed. I mean, we're a couple months away from a year, so. So, Gene, I guess I'm going to ask you, is that are you open to that option? Are you open to the idea of us bringing a crew in, getting the property cleaned up, so that you can at least manage it by mowing and, you know, cutting the weeds down and things like that? If we kind of start from square one, let's say, are you open to that idea?
I don't know. I'm being prosecuted for mistreating an animal for some reason out there at my farm.
Okay.
So I got a lawyer working on that, and I guess I'll have to add this to it.
Okay. Well.
Because trespass is trespass.
I
if I have to go to the state police, I'll ask the state police to enforce it.
Okay. Well, then what you're doing is you're leaving us with the choice that we're going to have to fine you. Because there's really two choices. Either you get it cleaned up.
Yeah, and then that takes away the money to be able to clean it up.
I get it, Gene, but you're putting us in a corner. Because we've been working with you since October to get this done. And I understand you have health issues. I'm not trying to diminish that. But you're putting us in a corner where you're making us decide whether we have to fine you to force you to do it or...
And that's counterproductive.
Cleaned up. I'm sorry?
I say, fining me is counterproductive. That takes the money away to be able to do it.
I agree completely. But the progress in which you're making is not quick enough based on... I mean, again, you've had since October, buddy. I don't know what else to say. I mean, help me understand.
And since October, we've had multiple conversations about they get it done. You've had written warnings. You've had. Are you okay?
You all right? Just okay. A little gas.
All right. I just want to make sure. I don't need an EMS up here, right?
No. I've had enough of that.
Okay. But. We've given you extension, warnings, written warnings, verbal warnings. We've had multiple conversations. Again, like the mayor said, we're trying to help you out and figure this out, how we can help you. I mean, we just said, we're going to give you another 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks figuring out, well, what'd you get done?
Let me ask this. Would you like 2 weeks to talk to your lawyer about the best thing to do?
Yes.
Because I don't honestly, I'll just be very candid with you. I don't know that you're going to make enough progress in 2 weeks based on what I saw the previous 2 weeks that is going to satisfy us, right? And I feel like before you make the decision on which path, I feel like it's valuable for you to get a chance to talk to your lawyer to decide what's the best path for you. Because, frankly, I feel like from a legal perspective, we probably can force either. But out of respect for you, I'm willing to give you an opportunity to go talk to your lawyer if the board works approves of that. I mean, that's my olive branch.
Okay. All right.
Board of Works, are you guys approving of giving him 2 weeks to talk to his lawyer? And then at the next meeting, you bring which direction you want to go.
That's next month.
That would be, that'd be in 2 weeks from now.
So July 14th.
2 weeks.
July 14th. So.
It's like 3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks? Okay. So. I mean, I don't like Dwayne, but I feel like if we're putting him, I mean, we put each other in a corner here, but I feel like he should at least be able to talk to his lawyer and decide what path is best for him, and then we have to decide what's best for us.
we receive the two paths?
Yeah, the two paths are we either go, go the fine route where, that we fine you for the things that are happening there, or the option of we go on there and we go on the property and we clean up the property and then put a lien on the property. That's the two paths I see forward. So, you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Dan?
I'm still scared of my guns.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we give Mr. Childers until the next Board of Works meeting to have a conversation with his lawyer as to what's the appropriate path forward. Yes, Gary?
So you give him 3 weeks to talk to his lawyer?
Yep.
Or get it in compliance?
Well, sure.
Okay. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
If he gets in compliance, then this is an issue.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm
just saying that based on the progress I've seen, no disrespect, but based on the progress I've seen, I don't think that'll happen. But prove me wrong, Gene. Prove me wrong, buddy.
Okay?
So I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, motion seconded for the discussion. All in favor of the usual sign. Lisa and I approve. And Dan is opposed. Okay, thank you, Gene. Okay. Next up, greenhouse cemetery rules. Are those something that you wrote? Or are those just a modification of what we already have?
Well, we had a resident call in.
Okay.
Whose parents have a plot.
Okay.
They weren't aware of the cleanup, and that she had missed the spring cleanup. Mm. And so trying to find, she's like, I would like to see the rules of the Greenhill Cemetery. So looking through files, we couldn't find anything written for Greenhill Cemetery, so I did go through several other cemeteries in Indiana. I did pull Columbia Township, sent me their rules. Kelly and I worked together on what he's seen to make sure that we had everything in writing, just so that we have something in writing that we can post to our website, or if somebody calls and says, hey, I want to see what the rules are for the cemetery, we have something that we can physically give to them. So these were based upon conversations that Kelly and I have had and his final review and approval of it. These are our final recommendations to the Board of Works for approval for the cemetery. So okay. That we have something official in writing.
Okay.
I think we just, for me, I like to have things in writing, yeah. So it's not, oh, well, it was one way, but we do it this way. This is set and this is how it is. These are the rules.
And we don't.
It's kind of a general understanding of.
I was going to say, I don't see anything here out of the ordinary of other cemeteries. So.
Do we have to put anything in ordinance form, or is this just a policy?
Just a policy.
Just a policy. Okay. I'm fine with it. It looked great to me personally when I looked at it, so any other questions? Okay, I'll make a motion we approve the Greenhill Cemetery rules as presented.
I'll second. Okay.
Motion seconded. Sally can decide to. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up we have a plethora of street closings. So let's go ahead and start with Stars, Stripes, and Symphony. This is scheduled for July 2nd. They are asking for the streets to be closed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because it is a Thursday evening event.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a neat night. So
it's just South Chauncey they're asking.
Just that 100 block of South Chauncey. Okay. Yeah. You have any questions?
Yeah.
What?
The 100 block of South Chauncey is easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? I'll make a motion we approve the Stars, Stripes, and Symphony street closing permit request.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Time Capsule opening. I put this together, so I won't be voting on it. But this is for opening of our 50-year-old Time Capsule. I basically tagged it onto the back of Farmer's Market there. I'm assuming Farmer's Market's going on July 4th. I'm assuming. But even if they're not, the streets are still going to be closed in that time frame, so I just tagged it on 2:30. Thank you, appreciate that, yes. I worked real hard on that. So in any case, barricades stay up. I know that I've worked with Kelly, and he's going to have one of his crew there to lift the time capsule and then remove it after the ceremony. The new one will be on the courthouse square. That's the county's kind of handling the new one, and I'm handling the old one. That's kind of how we're working together. Any questions regarding that?
Do you need us to make the motion?
I need a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the street closing for the time capsule opening on July 4th.
Okay. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. Lisa and Dan approve, and I abstain. Next up is also for me, and that is moving on the square. This is for September 4th. This is tacked on to the end of First Friday. As you may remember, this is a very standardized request because we do this every year, I think. But basically, we keep the 100 block of South Chauncey closed in order to make sure people can walk back and forth across Chauncey so they can use the restrooms at City Hall, etc. So, plus it's night and dark and all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept a movie on the square for September 4th from 9 to 11:30 p.m. for South Chauncey Street from Van Buren, and it will follow the First Friday.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. Lisa and Dan approve, and I abstain. Next up is Prison Fest. This is September 12th from 3 to 8 p.m., although the streets are closed from 1 to 10. A question I had, and Gary, have they worked at all with you on this?
I have talked to Savannah, but it's been a minute, and I think she was trying to get approval from the county to what they can use there. So I think that's why she's got two maps here.
Okay.
Hopefully she can go with the first map that's got the little sticky note on it. That make it easy because it's just 100 block of South Chauncey. The other one is the parking stalls over there.
Yeah. But again, this is on a Saturday, right? September 12th? I'm assuming that's... Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah, so again, it shouldn't be that those parking stalls are being used. So it really... Right?
Yeah, it should be.
I mean,
yeah,
and ultimately...
It would really be easier if we just shut the 100 block down and not worry about parking stalls so we have a place to park.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
But ultimately, again, it's the same way as what our... Christmas too, but what our time capsule was, which is just tagging on to the end of,
It made it a lot smaller.
Yeah, and I really, really appreciate that because...
That's one conversation we had. Like,
good.
Shutting down.
I'm sure the businesses of the 200 block of West Van Buren will be very pleased with that just because it keeps their places open and all that kind of stuff, so I think that's good. Any questions regarding this?
Okay.
You want me to make a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve Prison Fest street closing permit from 1 to 10 p.m. as requested.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Bills.
All right, I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $158,754.03 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 23rd, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $868,466.68 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated June 23rd, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $309,256.36 plus overtime in the amount of $14,013.28 for a total of $323,269.64 for the pay file ending June 12, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'm going to give special allowance to Kelly Searball to give the first department head report.
Our crew was in Sunday morning to clean up old cellars. I will say that This was one of the cleanest Sundays we had.
That's great.
Pretty quick, and seemed like things were in pretty good order, and
good.
Everybody was out of there.
They were out.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that was good. Thank all our guys for coming in and doing that. We are working on a 50-50 sidewalk down on West Ellsworth. Kind of got pulled off of that because we have another time capsule foundation that we were putting in at the courthouse, and needed to get that done right away. So pulled the guys off of that and met Brent over there so he could lay it out for us so we knew exactly where we were going. And our guys did a great job of getting that knocked out today. And just thank Jason, Tony, and Cash, and Colt for all their work on that, and the other guys that went up and helped with that too. So other than that, we've been televising and cleaning some sewer line up on North Washington Street. That's it.
Question for Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. I'm going to go to Matt next. Matt.
Dog park is in its final stages. The gentleman that I've been working with for the locks, he has quit their company.
Oh,
and
no.
So now I'm starting over with a new salesperson. So I'm sure that's going to prolong it a little bit longer. We went ahead and also ordered the drinking fountains for one on each side. And we ordered the wash station for the dogs that get a little muddy or dirty back there in the woods. Of course, we're focused on July 3rd, getting ready for that. The band will be Cheyenne this year, as we've been advertising. They'll go from 7 to 9, and we'll have bouncy houses again. They'll also go from about, I think, 6 to 9 is what they normally do. So it should be a good time down there. Baseball, softball are in the tournament weeks. So after this week, they should be done. And the pool has only hit capacity one day so far since they've been open. Last couple of years, we've had several days. So it's been really light usage. And as if you can tell on Facebook, we've been closed because the weather can't get to 70 degrees by noon. So
yep.
We've had a rough year with that. But other than that, that's all I have.
Questions of Matt. Thank you, Matt. You're dismissed. Sean, how about you next?
So we've had a total of 8 wildlife-related interruptions in power the last 2 weeks, and they seem to be out in full force, the squirrel that is, and we actually have wood duck as well, if you remember that, which is interesting. So hopefully the weather gets a little warmer, it'll settle down a little bit. Now we're still working on bucket truck, our Digger Derrick truck specs. Like to get that ordered in the next couple months, since the lead time is nearly 3 years on a Digger Derrick truck right now. We did take delivery of a brand new stump grinder that will work a little bit better for what we use it for, what the tree board uses it for, most notably. So that is up and running. We just got it back yesterday, so we're going to start on grinding those stumps again. So if they can stay dry for a little while for us. That we had an issue with the fiber, and I don't know if Barry probably talked about it a little bit, but the city's Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi was down for a little bit. We had 2 breaks in the fiber, both caused by squirrels. So we were able to get one case, get everything back up and running. The other one's in the middle of a cornfield. We don't feel it necessary to go in the middle of this gentleman's cornfield to fix the free Wi-Fi that's currently working. So if we have any other issues, we'll go ahead and get it. But it's also the same place where they're developing and looking at the Falcon apartment complex. So we don't know what that's going to look like when we get that. So that's how we're working behind the old Walgreens building. We're replacing every pole, putting up 5 new overhead banks, modernizing that whole thing because it's not in great shape. It's amazing. So it's rat's nest with wires. And so we're going to clean that all up.
Good.
Modernize all that.
Questions of Sean? Thank you. Terry?
Well, like Sean said, I want to give thanks to the electric department. They did a great job, especially Brad, on getting the fiber back up last Thursday. The Wi-Fi, the public Wi-Fi was down all over, so that fixed that. The other areas would get taken care of when they have time. We also had a box at Wool filled up by the basketball court that ripped off the pole today. So we have SOS going in there, hopefully in the next day or so, to see if they get that remounted and see if any equipment inside it was damaged. Or not.
Question of Terry. Thank you. Chip?
Eagle Park, I want to thank. We got the drinking fountain, that's bottle fill station, drinking fountain, and dog watering station. Kelly's not here, but they poured a basin. Sean may not have known this, but his employees assisted me getting it in. So I want to thank them. Been doing a lot of work with the bond and getting signatures. I want to thank Brent for that. And surveys, legal descriptions, everything. The amphitheater is right now being checked by acoustic engineers. We're hoping to have a 90% full set of prints by July 27th. Oakey Alley, as you guys know, the trees have been shipped, I believe. It's kind of, there's a language barrier there, but we're going that way. We're hoping to start moving the trellises second week in July, trying to get it down so we can prepare for that. I would like to request a CIP committee meeting. What is that? The second week of January or July. We got some quotes back on the test kitchen and big changes. So just kind of discuss through that. We have two developers that are working very quickly, trying to get apartment and housing in. So we've been dealing with the TIF and lawyers and RDC and all that. Also, if you need hemlock removed, I am now the official hemlock, poisonous hemlock. Because I'm expendable, so it's easy. So I'll take care of hemlock for you. And Westgate, I have not heard anything back from Fleming, but there is an issue. Before we can even do any of the road, NIPSCO has to come in and move the gas main. They keep on kicking the can down the road, so they might be able to give us a date in 2 to 3 weeks. I just got an email. So that is kind of on hold. The jail, we're still in the 30-day quiet period, so we are not doing anything on that. I think that's about it.
Questions of Chip?
So it's the second, you're calling the meeting the second?
After council on the 14th or whatever.
14th, okay.
I'll give you a bunch of information before so we can hopefully expedite it.
Okay.
And then I'll provide dinner afterwards.
Just get it on my calendar.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
14th.
It's the 14th. Yes, on the 14th.
Thank
after
you.
The council meeting on 14th. Okay, thank you. Mike?
We're about done with the sidewalks on Jeffrey Drive. We have putting dirt around the ones that are done. I think we just got the corner to do. It was damaged when I believe Wygents were doing the initial installation of the water main, but
oh.
It happened, so
yep.
We'll take care of it and
okay.
Get it done. And then also still working on with Lowe's done, but we have like 700 some more to go for us to get done.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Gary?
All right. Officer Jensen, Officer Bedwell went down to the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy and passed their entrance assessment. So kudos to them. So they're ready to go to the academy the next month or so. Officer Myers, Officer Dittier, and Officer Blocker continue to perform well in the FTO. Old Settler Day was a successful event overall. A couple minor issues, but very minor. So kudos to that. No accidents around the downtown area, which that was a good thing. I guess there was one main event there, but that was it. Planning for fireworks on July 3rd. We got a coordination meeting coming up, and we're going to do an incident action plan for that. Then in dispatch, we got a T1 circuit line, like I said before, has reached its end of life, and we're working to transition to a new fiber network. And then we had a audit in dispatch for our IDEX, and it went well. We had only a couple minor wording issues, so just had to reword some things.
Cool.
That's the motto of flying colors.
Great.
Good job to dispatch.
Thanks, Gary. Question? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
I just want to thank Colin Nelson from my fire department. He came in this morning. We had two different groups of CPR first aid training for the clerk's office, and we were able to include that because we could have 10 go through that training. And then I will not be here at the next meeting because I will be in Michigan City for ILMCT and State Board of Accounts training that week. And we'll probably need to talk about the celebration of the electric department too, Lisa.
Okay.
What do you think?
Cool. Thank you. Tom's report, we have four people right now that are, wherever they are, checking out the new engine. Is it Southern Indiana?
Florida. No, they're in Utah.
Alaska?
Alaska.
We have four people that are checking out the new fire engine.
Somewhere
in the United States.
Colorado or Utah.
Yeah, somewhere, I don't know. They're checking out what the chassis and the whole shebang out and whatever. Anyways, so 107 is still waiting repairs. Parts are scheduled to arrive today. Maybe not today. Maybe that was last week. Anyways, because I get them and then I read them later, so I apologize. So hopefully the repair is done soon. Let's see. Toby and Lance have been working on radio programming for the 800s. They should be able to have them in service in the next 2 to 4 weeks after some extensive training. And I think that's it for Tom. See if I can find my cooks real quick. Here it is. Final page of the lift station skater project. They request to make the Wooddale station the first priority. Hopeful August start date. Maybe July, but not sure. New pump bases and guardrails are needed for the Wooddale lift station. That work is ongoing. And they're continuing, they've completed work with Donahue on the ammonia issue. They did, Mike, I don't know if we told you last time, but Mike's supervisor, Bob, retired from the city, and so he has appointed Brian to be his new supervisor. So that transition, I think, is going pretty well. They also rented 4 samples, or samplers, to catch samples at multiple locations to just ensure that the ammonia thing is taking care of itself. So that's what I got. A couple of miscellaneous things for me, just so you're aware. That's the wrong one. I am almost done with evaluations. I think I have one more left, and then we'll be done. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, is the MUST meeting for the start of the MUST Municipal Unit Strategic Task Force meeting at the county at
6
o'clock. Thank you, 6 to 7. So hopefully we can kind of get a starting spot there and work on income tax stuff going into the future. I think I sent out the report from Baker Tilly, so if you have questions about that, let me know. Thursday, I'm giving opening remarks at Eagle Glen that LTAP is doing an operation road-wise, and so I'm welcoming people there. And lots of property tax stuff that's happening right now. Of course, next week is big. We have Thursday is Star Stripes and Symphony. Friday is the fireworks and Independence Celebration of the Park. Saturday, July 4th at 1 o'clock is the time capsule opening and closing of the new one. So lots of things to be here for, lots of cool stuff. And I think that's all I got right now. Dan.
I just want to say kudos to the wholesalers committee. I was down there Friday and Saturday, and I noticed a really nice atmosphere of people being down there and how things were taken care of. So hands off to our departments that help with that. But I noticed a change in environment downtown there. And there was tons of people there Saturday. And so I just really appreciate the work that's being put into the old settlers and how the environment's changing, in my opinion. So nice job for the Old Settlers Committee.
Great. Thank you.
I don't have anything.
Anything from the audience? Okay. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.